It's 8:49. You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Dan Wanshura. Well, after opening up last week, the Traverse City Pit Spitters season has been paused. The same goes for the Northern Michigan Dune Bears and Great Lakes Resorters. Several players recently tested positive for COVID-19, which prompted the stop. The organization is doing additional testing and hopes to resume the season this Friday, July 10th. Mickey Graham is the general manager for the club, and he joins me live this morning to talk about what's next for baseball here in Northern Michigan. Good morning, Mickey.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mickey, you guys were taking all sorts of precautionary measures with this season. You cut out travel. That was really the reason for the creation of two new teams. You were screening players daily. What went wrong here?
I don't know exactly. I think the one wild card item that we thought about but couldn't completely factor in is, you know, obviously human behavior. Our plan, as you had mentioned, was to cut out travel, which was a big part for the health department, because you don't want to put 30, 35 guys on a bus traveling to different markets, different states and such. So that's why we created this three-team bubble pod idea to eliminate travel. We had two of the teams staying at the park over there by Duck Lake. And so the plan was sound. I mean, our league had signed off on it. The local health officials had signed off on it, county. So we've done everything we thought was accurate and right. Like I said, the one thing that we couldn't always account for was human behavior, and you're getting a group of younger men together for this. Sometimes decisions are made that may not be in the best interest of everybody, and that's probably what caught up with us.
You say the biggest crack in all of the plans is human behavior. Has it been hard to enforce maybe safety measures and protocols with some of those players? Is that the issue here?
Not quite sure what it all is. I mean, it's tough to really pinpoint where it came down to, but I thought, we were enforcing our rules and our plans and our social distancing measures in the ballpark, and the players were doing mostly very well at social distancing and taking this stuff seriously. But somewhere along the line, somehow one of the guys got it, and then it spread a little bit, and then with the contact tracing that the health department did in the quarantining a few other people. And so we thought at that point it was just best to pause the season. Let's regroup. Let's get the players that may be exposed, get them quarantined, get them tested again, get them healthy. And then we think we can resume the season here in the next week or so.
How many players tested positive for COVID-19?
Oh, that's something probably for the health department. So get into the numbers there. I mean, there were a few on a couple of teams for sure, but the overall number, that's I think the health department's probably better equipped to answer.
Mickey, is there anything you can do to control or limit the activity of the ball players when they aren't playing, or is that really kind of the dilemma here?
We're putting in new measures for things for this. One of the big new things we're doing is, we had all the players we tested. Unfortunately, they had all dragged to Lansing because that's the only place that we found that had the rapid test results. So all the guys drove to Lansing yesterday, got tested, so we're expecting those results back. But any new player coming in is actually going to be tested at that same facility in Lansing before they are placed on teams. So if the guys are driving in, our staff and Lansing are going to come up here. We're going to isolate them until those results come back. Now, if they get a negative result, they're going to be placed with the team. If they get a positive result, we're going to deal with that and get them home in a safe manner.
These players infected, I'm assuming they're 14 days out from being able to play. They're kind of in that quarantine period. Other players have had to self-monitor because they were around some of those guys staying in the same cabin, perhaps, but yet you plan on restarting the season on Friday. How will the teams have enough players to restart the season that soon, Mickey?
Well, that's a great question. And the reason we think we can get it started sooner is this is a wood bat league. It's different than Major League Baseball. It's different than affiliated minor league baseball. These are college players. And so the rosters can be typically fluid depending on schedules of these guys. And there have been a lot of college leagues have canceled this summer. So there's a lot of players that are out there. And our coaches have been actively looking for guys. We've got a lot that are interested in playing here. So once we put the word out that we're going to be ready to go, we think we're going to get a good group of players able to come in. Again, we're going to test them before they're able to play. There may be some rust to shake off in the first few games, but we think we got a long list of quality baseball players, quality individuals that are willing to come here, and we'd like to give it another shot.
So you plan on just getting new players then?
Yes. The Pitch Hitters, that team is intact. It's the other team that we're working to rebuild. And we're going to start with two teams instead of three. We think that's the way to go now, not only for number of players, but it's also probably better to keep limited amount of players on site in town to limit the amount of exposure points that could possibly be out there. So we're going to probably start with two players. And the goal would be Friday to start that. That's a goal. It's an aggressive goal, but we think if we get some positive results today, I'm sure say negative results, which would be positive for us, for
right.
organization, and we get some of these other guys in town, we think we can get going. Again, Friday is a goal. It's an aggressive goal, but maybe not long after Friday, we can play ball in a nice, safe manner.
So bringing in new players, have them tested in Lansing before they come up here. That's the rapid response test. And then you're going to combine those with some of the guys who are already up here on the Dune Bears and the Resorters team. Is that the general sense of what's happening here?
Yeah, it's the general sense. And, those other players also got tested yesterday. So, again, any player that's going to be hitting this field has gotten a negative result from their test recently. We wanted to do the testing here to eliminate exposure points from travel. So if you have a person coming from Indiana, we don't want them necessarily tested in Indiana and then coming up here. We want them tested in the state and then isolated so the test is as accurate as possible. And once those guys are tested, we'll place them with the teams. And, there's going to be some players left over from the teams up here and then the players that have been in quarantine. When their quarantine's up, that's going to be the same processor that they have to come here, test negative, and then be placed with their team.
A couple quick follow-up questions to that, Mickey. You mentioned you're going to restart with two teams. That would mean getting rid of one of the newly created teams. So will the Dune Bears stick around, or will it be the Resorters, or do you know yet?
We think it's going to be the Resorters.
Okay.
That'll be sticking around. That it was a tough decision, but we'll go with the Resorters. We think in the near term to restart this thing, this two teams plan is probably the best course of action.
And then does that mean it's the end of the line for some of these players who did test positive and maybe exposed other teammates?
Probably. I can't say for sure. It all depends on what it is they want to do. Some players may want to come back, some may not want to come back, because at that point you're getting towards middle, end of July, and then they have school starting up. So depending on their personal schedules, they may want to come back, they may not want to. And that's what this league is about, is to give college players, some playing time during the summer, a high level of competition. And so if they're able to come back and we have a spot, we would definitely welcome them back.
Mickey, should fans who attended any of these games be worried that they were potentially exposed?
We don't think so. We think the exposure points were primarily limited to the field. We have gone, I think, above and beyond in the fan piece. We've worked really hard on a plan with the health department, with the county, for the fan piece. And if people want to see what our response plan is, try it on the website. It's a 12-page document on there. Even when you're purchasing seats, there's only specific seats that are available to watch the game. and all those are socially distanced. All of our employees are wearing masks. We have limited the bathroom capacities. So there's a lot of measures that we've taken here. And one of those measures was limiting the fan player interaction, which kind of goes against everything that we like to do here at the ballpark because, you know, you want to give autographs, you want players and fans to be in close contact. So we've really limited the player-fan interaction this year. So it was done, in case something like this happened. And, we're glad we have those measures in place. And we think fans and staff have limited exposure at best.
You guys got really creative and innovative in, trying to bring back baseball and have a season. It's kind of a microcosm of what's happening across the sports world with leagues trying to start up again and figure out a solution to all of this. After this setback, do you think it's possible to be safe and still have a season this year?
We do. We've spent a lot of time talking about this, working through different scenarios. And we do think it's possible. Our players and coaches are on board to do what they need to do to make it safe. Like I said, our staff is doing a great job with the fan facing piece, making it safe. And we think, if we get some news this week, that's not, some of the news we've had the past few days, that we can get this thing restarted quickly and safely, and we're going to have a great summer.
Mickey, I could sense the disappointment in your voice when you were talking about how the pause came unexpected after an exciting first week of ball. How are you taking this, and would you do anything differently at this point?
Yeah, it is disappointing, mostly because our staff worked so hard, and we had a plan that everyone endorsed, and we thought it was a plan that was able to be able to bring baseball back to Traverse City this summer in a safe way. Yeah, of course, there's probably some things we would do differently. It's looking like anything else in life. You look back and go, maybe we should have done this a little bit differently, or that just a little bit differently. Hindsight's 2020, we all know that. But we think we've learned from some of the things. We've implemented some new protocols, and we think this new plan is bigger and better and more robust, and we're looking forward to implementing that and getting some people out to Turtle Creek Stadium and, having some normalcy back in our lives, watching ball, eating a hot dog, drinking a beer, the great American pastime.
Mickey Graham is the general manager for the Traverse City Pit Spitters. The team hopes to resume play Friday, July 10th, after a brief pause due to a COVID-19 outbreak among some of the players. Mickey, thanks for joining me this morning.
All right, Dan, thank you.